Joining us now, a man that coached Buddy Hield last year. They went to the Final Four together. He's got nearly 600 career victories in the NCAA, and he's the only head coach in Division I history, Katie, to win an NCAA tournament game with five different programs. Lon Kruger, head basketball coach at Oklahoma University, joins us right now. Lon, I'm Nate Goodyear. That's Katie Christensen. Thanks for taking some time this morning.
Thanks, Nate. Katie, good to be with you.
Oh, it's, hey, pleasure's all on this side. You know what we're here for, man. Buddy Hield, I loved watching him in college. Had a huge year last year. And, you know, he worked his way up, too. He was an upperclassman by the time he left. Let's just make it simple. What can you tell us about Buddy Hield that we have to look forward to?
You're going to love Buddy. Buddy's a great guy. He loves people. He's got a passion to play. He's a team-first guy all the way, and will work as hard as anyone in the league. So, folks from Sacramento are going to love him. He's a guy that walks into a room and makes everyone else feel good about themselves, and he's very genuine. He's a terrific guy. I love talking about Buddy.
Lon, when it comes to his play on the court, now this is someone that the Kings were very high on during the draft and very much interested in taking in that lottery, but they ended up missing out on him, and kind of that affected how they made some moves with the rest of the draft. But now he is a member of the Sacramento Kings on the court. How have you seen his transition from the NBA or from the NCAA to the NBA just in these few short months?
Buddy's a guy that identifies what he needs to work on and then has a passion to make the necessary progress. He improved every year in college, and he did that because he went to the gym and worked on things that he knew he needed to improve. A lot of young players will do what's most comfortable when they go to the gym, and Buddy would certainly get up a ton of shots, but also work on other aspects of his game. So he'll he'll keep getting better. He's just got that ability to put in the time to do what he needs to improve wherever he needs to.
Yeah, and in your experience, obviously you have more experience coaching him than anyone at this point, even Alvin Gentry with the Pelicans, now Dave Yeager, who's getting his first look at him yesterday just in practice. What can you identify as both strengths and weaknesses of Buddy at this point?
Clearly, he shoots the ball as well as anyone. He's a guy that will spend the time, as a catch-and-shoot guy. That's probably his strength. He's gotten much, much better at putting the ball on the floor and not only getting a shot for himself, but creating off of a drive and kick. He'll keep improving that part of it. Using ball screens, he'll keep improving that part of it. But, again, he's a guy that that won't leave anything undone in terms of preparation to get better.
Lon Kruger, head basketball coach for the Oklahoma Sooners, talking Buddy Hield with us on KHTK. I know one of the most rewarding things about coaching college hoops is to witness the growth of these guys when you bring them in at the age of 18. I mean, they're just kids, and you try to teach them everything you can, and in this case, 4 years, to not just be a better basketball player, but to hopefully be a better human being and equip them for life. In the 4 years that you spent with Buddy Hield, tell us a little bit about the growth that you witnessed with him from, you know, being a teenager to a guy as an upperclassman that led his team to the Final Four.
Well, Buddy as a person had a great foundation. His mom was absolutely terrific. Expectations on him as a young person as it relates to respect of others and how you treat others. Buddy's the best. He'll walk into a room and address everyone in the front office. He'll address everyone around the arena. He's a guy that is just very genuine in his treatment of others, and he takes nothing for granted. He's not a, what can you do for me type of guy. It's he makes others feel good. So he's a guy that everyone will enjoy being around. And again, I think the biggest part of that is Buddy's just very sincere in that way. So he's a young man that's got it figured out, and people like being around him.
Lon Kruger joining us this morning on The Drive, head coach of the University of Oklahoma, obviously coaching Buddy Hield, who the Kings will get their first look at tonight when they take on the Denver Nuggets. Now, Lon, being traded is one of the most difficult things to go through as a player in the NBA, but also to have to do it the first time as a rookie. Have you had any communication with Buddy over the last couple days? And if so, what did you say? Or if not, what advice would you offer him going through this transition?
Have talked with Buddy. Yeah, he's you know, anytime you're traded, regardless rookie or otherwise, it you know, there's an initial blow. You know, you wonder if you could have done something differently or whatever. But Buddy understands it though. He it hurts initially, but he's excited about being in Sacramento, and he's excited about, you know, his teammates. And we talked last night about, how excited he is about the coaching staff and the ability to work with guys there. And Buddy's going to enjoy wherever he is. But I think the Kings have made him feel good, and that's to their credit for sure, and made him feel wanted, and Buddy will respond in a great way.
Coach, we know you're real busy. Thanks for giving us some insight into the newest King, Buddy Hield, and best of luck the rest of the season for you guys.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks, Katie.